It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
Welcome to StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. As I discussed just before this recording in our pre-recording session, where we go through all the news with Christian, no mistakes, just personality today. Chris, how are you doing in New York?
Fine. Weather is nice. I'm getting in a good mood since I saw you. And yeah, and the no mistakes, only personality is from a gym class of mine, which I took completely over as a rule for that.
That's totally fine. And you have to know he's the guy. He even walks 3 blocks just to go to the gym.
Yeah, no Uber. I do it all by myself.
Yeah, that's the funny stuff. A lot of people are just out there and taking an Uber to the gym. And then you're wondering, did they get the reason to go to the gym? And by the way, I found an awesome mark. You see this, guys? And then God said, let there be sexy people. So he made podcasters.
I won't even grace this with a comment. Let's start.
Okay, guys, let us go through our 2020 startup news. This month in German startups, January 2020. If you are new to our podcasts, we are wrapping up the startup news of the German-speaking area monthly in a recording from Frankfurt to New York. Have a look at our website, www.startuprate.io or www.startup.radio. And you will find all the links to our recordings and the articles we are quoting from there. Some of the sources are in English. Some or even most of them are in German. If you go a little bit more down, you'll also find the email addresses, LinkedIn pages, Twitter video interviews from Christian and me talking about our enabler. This recording was made possible by Hessen Trade and Invest. Learn more about our enabler at www.invest-in-hessen.com. Together with our enabler, we are running a podcast called Tech Startups Germany, which will focus on startups at a Series A stage or even more mature. You'll find all the videos we produce for this podcast on our YouTube channel. This podcast is available directly on your device as audio and, yes, video podcast. Housekeeping, time to brag. Ooh, high five. South Korea, 안녕하세요, is country number 26, which welcomed us to their iTunes podcast tech charts. Thank you very much. The ecosystem. German startups raised 6.2 billion euros venture capital in 2019 in more than 704 tracked financing rounds. This is 36% plus compared to 2018. The main driver has been large financing rounds by foreign investors. Hard to find and to track are the venture capital rounds in Germany because many are not disclosed and you have public registers, but it's very, very hard to get from there the actual investments and even track the investments. And those numbers come from the Startup Barometer Deutschland from business consultants EY. They are very good in transaction services, meaning they help investors with large investments. So it may be a little bit skewed towards what those guys are doing. Christian?
We found numbers from the German Association for E-Commerce and Trade by male, you could say, especially about the German online businesses. And they looked at different sectors and found out that in German online businesses, there is no subsector growing faster than groceries, actually. And they, in 2019, had a plus of 17%. It still makes up only 1% of the overall grocery market, but it's growing strongly. And also, if you just look at overall revenue, it's still just about 1/10 of clothing or 1/8 or 1/9 of electronics. But I think we talked about podcasts for quite a while now. I think what's interesting about groceries in Germany is that it's a much more price sensitive industry than it is in other countries, and Germans just love their groceries to be very cheap.
They totally do. Let us get further by Finance Monthly. We found an article, 20 fintechs to watch in 2020. Interesting stuff is out of those 20, there are actually three who have been interview partners of StartupRate.io, including Raisin. We'll talk about them a little bit later. Beta or Panta. You can find all the links to the interviews here in our show notes. Christian?
VCs place more than $1 billion with B2B fintechs. We also found some examples there for the greater Rhine-Main region. We found, for example, ScoutBee, which got a $60 million funding. Personio, from Munich, got a $75 million US dollar funding. So, we see some German examples as part of the bigger B2B fintech trend here. More information about that is in the show notes.
Funny thing about ScoutBee is I do believe they will classify themselves more as a platform for B2B. We'll talk about them later down the show notes as well. I think they would not necessarily say they're fintechs. The Hub section. Hubs. Talking about Frankfurt Rhein-Main. Frankfurt-based online broker Flattex buys Dutch competitor DEGIRO for $250 million in a combination of shares of worth $190 million and the remainder in cash. There is a successful exit. Ta-da! For Frankfurt-based food startup Litza. A corporate investor buys out all other investors. The founders will retain 30% of shares. The deal volume was 7 digits. More is not known. And the Greater Rhine-Main area, Würzburg, talking about ScoutBee here, gets $60 million to transform industries with AI-based supplier discovery, writes TechEU. Usually TechEU is a great website. The only point they missed is that ScoutBee is headquartered in Würzburg, about 1 hour and 45 minutes drive from Frankfurt, unless you do it Friday afternoon. And ScoutBee is a B2B platform which help a company aims to drive digital transformation of global procurement with the help of AI, big data. The ScoutBee platform enables the right purchasers and the right suppliers to connect everywhere in the world. Going to another of my projects, Rhein-Main VC. 2019 was an amazing year for startup funding in Frankfurt and Rhein-Main. They raised collectively more than 665 million euros, which equals 725 million US dollars or 554 million GDP. This is a year-on-year growth of a whopping 75%. So it can be explained by the better coverage of the last year, but truly a large part is also due to the very impressive work of the startups in the area. That's also a survey that's likely not complete, but we are working really hard on getting it as complete as possible. Giving back to New York.
Or rather Munich, because I have some news about Munich. There's 5 Internet of Things startups to watch in 2020. For example, it is an overview of light reading, and it also includes the Munich-based Konux. And Light Reading is also a website for the communications industry. And Konox develops industrial Internet of Things sensors and monitoring systems for train systems. So a bit more about that is also in the show notes. Then we talked about another startup from the Munich region before, Sono Motors. They radically changed their financing strategy and raised in 30 days 30 million euros in crowdfunding, a bit short of their 50 million goal. But there is also another update from just today, so January 29th, they reached beyond the 53.3 million euros in 50 days to build their all-electric car Scion, according to their website. So yeah, it's interesting because usually, obviously, the car industry is such a legacy-driven, big company-driven industry. And we see here that Sono Motors is a company that in Germany tries to really make things differently. Moving on from the hubs to the next section, companies and detailed news about companies. We have the banking startup N26, which claims that it now reaches 5 million customers. That would mean they doubled their clients within 1 year, but there's a bit of a caveat. There's no definition given what constitutes a customer in their statistics. It's yet unclear if the counted clients even have an existing account at N26, says Business Insider Germany. N26 still also interesting because they also are one of the few startups from Germany that also have an international strategy. For example, I see it here in the subway very often, the ads of them. Then there is the company builder Merantix, which raises 25 million euros, VC fund in order to build 6 to 8 AI startups. The investors include Trusted Insight, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and W.K. Kellogg Foundation. They call themselves an AI venture studio. What we find interesting is that two ideas that have already launched are the breast cancer screening software Vara and SIA Search, a company that is working on sensors for the automotive industry. And we have McMakler, the German real estate platform, which brokered deals in 2019 worth more than 1.25 billion euros. That's around 1.4 million, billion US dollars. And I have to say, I didn't really pronounce that correctly. McMakler does not have anything to do with Merantix. That was a different story.
Don't worry, you get totally confused with all the made-up names. Happens to me as well. German fintech Raisin makes first move in the US market. Short question to Chris. Did you see them as well in the subway?
No. But that might be because of their business.
Yes, we made an interview with the founder, but they are brokering deposits from retail investors to banks participating on their platform. You can find the interview here in the show notes. Once again, New York-based hedge funds, Quatuor, sorry to butcher the name, invest 30 million US dollars in Berlin-based startup Choco. The startup offers an app for restaurant owners to order from wholesalers. Bessemer Venture Partners, Base 10, Target Global, Greyhound Capital, Eric Wolfers, Ruchi Sangfi, Aditai Agrawal, Daniel Gref, Lukas Gadowski, and Sebastian Pollock invested already 30 million in the transactional messenger service. And we have an article how Virtual Cloud Kitchens gained steam in 2019. They've also been formerly known as Ghost Kitchens. Virtual kitchens are essentially strategically placed kitchens that specialize in delivery only. No walk-in or sit-in customers allowed. The general idea is that the restaurant can expand their footprint into high-demand areas with minimal upfront investments and lower overhead, given that prime real estate is not required. Virtual kitchens can also allow existing restaurants to experiment with bespoke menus and offer new items without impacting their existing brand. To reach customers, these businesses usually lean on transport infrastructure provided by the likes of Uber Eats, Deliveroo, Postmates, Grubhub, DoorDash, and Caviar. Christian.
Rather sad news are coming from Berlin, where the event platform Ask Helmut confirmed that it's insolvent. A funding round fell through, but there might be a takeover by a Cologne-based competitor, and we will see about that. Then there's the German blockchain startup Finoa, which raises a seed round, so better news there. It has closed a multi-million euro seed round collab by Venture Stars and Cooperion. Signature Ventures also participated. And Finoa was set up in 2018. It provides institutional investors with custody solutions for their digital assets, such as cryptocurrencies. And the startup claims that it currently serves around 60 professional investors. Then we have Lightspeed POS, so a point of sale, I guess, is that what that means, by the Berlin-based startup Gastrofix in order to solidify its European presence in 2020 for upward of $164 million. More about that at Silicon Canals. And then the insurance software company Sapiens acquires German startup Zoom.Kumo for $32 million. And that wraps up the company section of the start of the podcast. I think in order to sum it up, what is interesting to me is that numbers become bigger and bigger since we started this, and it all sounds a bit more serious and legit.
And legit, exactly. And the question for me is there more money, or are the startups worth more and expanding more? And I hope it's totally later. We wrap it up in new record time, I do believe. We will be back approximately the same time wrapping up the February news. Any famous last words, Chris?
No mistakes, only personality.
No mistakes, only personality. Thank you very much. See you next month. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.
It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.